أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لأنتم أشد رهبة في صدورهم من الله ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون. In the previous ayats we read where the munafiqeen and especially their leader Abdullah ibn Salul Uwayy, he sent a message to the Jewish clan of Banu Nadir that if the Muslims exile you, we will also go out with you. And if they fight against you, we will also fight against them. They made great, great promises. But Allah said they will never ever do that. And that is exactly what happened. When they were exiled, they stayed safely and comfortably in their homes. They did not go out to help them. Now Allah Ta'ala explains, why is this their condition, the munafiqeen? Why is this condition of, what is their condition and why? لَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ رَحْبَةً فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. البتہ تمہارا در زیادہ ہے ان کے دلوں میں اللہ کے در سے. That is, they fear you more. They fear the Muslims more than what they fear Allah. A person shouldn't fear anyone else or anything else more than Allah Ta'ala. This is easy to say, but we fear just our own family people. We want to say something and we don't say. There is a walima and it's being done totally against Sharia. And we say that I thought I'd rather not speak, I will cause trouble. Or that the photos are being taken, music is playing and we don't say a word. So we have more fear of the people than we have got fear of Allah Ta'ala. Forget then fear of the police, fear of the traffic police, fear of the intelligence. That how much fear we have got. A person should have chiefly the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to work towards this to get that we only fear Allah. And that is what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had in them, and that made them so brave. But the minute we fear any creation, yeah, Allah is saying, even if you fear the Muslims more than you fear Allah Ta'ala, because they had seen the qualities of the Muslims, what fighters they were and how they fought, so they had great fear for them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. یہ اس لیے کہ وہ لوگ سمجھ نہیں رکھتے. That is, they don't have proper understanding. And very sadly today, when we have got the wrong understanding, we think that is the right understanding. The correct understanding is to fear only Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that quality of the love of Allah and the fear of displeasing Allah Ta'ala. لَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا فِي قُرًى مُحَصَّنَةٍ. لَرْنَ سَكَنْگے تم سے سب مل کر مگر بستیوں کے کوٹ میں. They will never be able to fight you, but when they take protection in a fortified place. And today the whole war is like that, that they will never come man to man and fight. And they have suffered great losses in recent times also, the enemy, when they fought the Muslims man to man. Now what they do? They fight from afar, remote control, with drones, etc. They haven't got the courage, they're so coward that they fight from hidden places. And they fight from far off places. And in that case, the land still belongs to the warriors. The airspace might belong to the enemy, but the land still belongs to the warriors and those who are on the ground. Om yung wara'i judur, ya diwaro ke oot mein, or under the cover of a wall. That is, they take protection. They can't fight a person face to face. And they have seen that the Muslim warriors, wherever they are so strong. The minute the person has got the love of Allah and he fights for Allah's pleasure, and in the fear of Allah, Allah gives him such strength that nothing else has got that strength. That is what we have to develop. Also, when in India at one time, the certain Muslim people were like modernists more, but they felt that Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is the right man to lead the Muslims into jihad. So he said, I make three conditions. Among them, one condition was, for 10 years we won't take the word of jihad. First we build our iman. When iman is built, then you can step forward. Without iman, you'll make jihad for your own self, for your own name and fame, for to get the booty of war. And in that case, Allah's help is not there, neither do you get name or fame, neither do you get shahadat, and you get nothing whatsoever. So the thing is to build us love and fear and to recognize Allah Ta'ala. بَأَسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ. unki ladai aapas mein sakht hai. And the enemy today also, amongst themselves, they fight very greatly. There is great fight amongst them. Tahasabuhum jami'a. To samjhe wo ikhatte hai. However, against the Muslims, then they unite. To fight the common enemy, the Muslims, then they all unite. But amongst them, all have got their own agendas, their hidden agendas. And everyone is doing what they want to do. But when it comes to the Muslims, then they unite. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى اور ان کے دل جدا جدا ہو رہے ہیں. But their hearts are split apart. They are not united whatsoever. It is only against the Muslims that they unite. But otherwise, amongst themselves also, they fight all the time. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَرُ لَا يَعْطِلُونَ. یہ اس لیے کہ وہ لوگ عقل نہیں رکھتے. And all this is because those people don't have the proper understanding. And today, if a person has understanding of dunya, how to acquire dunya, make dunya beautiful, we think he's a clever man and he's got a lot of knowledge and he understands. Real understanding is for the permanent and eternal life of akhirah. A person who prepares for his akhirah, for that eternal and permanent life, that person has got proper understanding. With regard to those people who are of dunya, Allah say they haven't got understanding. So the munafiqeen wanted to eat from both hands. They wanted to act as Muslims and take from the Muslims also. And inside they told their own people, we are with you. And they wanted to take from them also. They lost out completely from both sides. So therefore, a person should be sincere and turn only to Allah Ta'ala.